What have you seen from him on film that maybe varies from what they've had before?
I mean, unfortunately, they had the other back that go down, man. He was very, explosive. But, you know, the guys that they have, you know, stepping up, they're pretty good backs as well. So, you know, you can never underestimate anybody that, you know, don't have that much film on. But, you know, we know he's going to come out, he's going to play.
They also have some injuries on the offensive line. I think the guy that you would be going up against is dealing with a knee injury. I mean, when you watch him on film, does he lose anything?
No, man. And, you know, he's a very good player that he knows how to adapt. And even if he's hurt, you won't be able to tell at all, you know, because it's just how his playing style is. And, you know, I know he's going to show up and play regardless of what he has going on. So.
Obi, what did you learn about this team on Sunday, the way they fought for 60-plus minutes to gut out a win?
Man, honestly, I mean, I feel like, you know, a lot of the games we were in this year, we was fighting, and just things didn't fall through for us. You know, this past weekend kind of showed us, you know, sticking to what we were doing before in the beginning of the year, you know, just stick to, you know, playing giant football, sticking to the simple things, everybody doing their job, and, you know, and eventually it paid off.
How many times in your career, even if it was in college, did you play on Thanksgiving? And is there anything special about a Thanksgiving game?
This is actually my first time ever playing on Thanksgiving. I could say I remember when I was a kid watching Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving, watching football on Thanksgiving. And, you know, it was I remember we used to always go outside, play football on the street, and then come inside, watch the games. But being able to be a part of it now, it's funny how things end up turning out. But yeah, first time playing on Thursday, on Turkey Day, you know, looking to get a win and moving on from there.
This is your one Thursday night game this year. There's been a lot of debate about Thursday night football, debating the safety of it and everything. What's your thoughts on the matter?
Man, might be out of my pay grade right there, man.
You get paid a lot, though, you know that.
Yeah, but, you know, it's always higher than that, you know. I mean, honestly, when it comes to player safety, you know, playing the game once out the week, it takes a toll on your body. So shortening it down, you know, I mean, I don't know. I just know you just got to get ready because at the end of the day, you know, the other players that we're going against on the Redskins, they play the game too. So I don't know if it affects the quality of the game, but, you know, I don't know. It's Thursday, man. I don't know. It's good for holidays, I guess. I have no idea.
When you're coming off a win, though, is it kind of advantageous to kind of keep it going as opposed to dragging out and, you know?
Yeah, but you need your rest, though. You know, you need to rest. You need to rest a little bit, you know, before getting back in, but... You know, at the same time, you know, the other team we went against, they're playing. It's not like they had a bye week. So, you know, we're going to stick it out, fight through it, play a game.
Yeah, what gives you confidence that the effort you guys showed and the way you guys played last weekend is something
that
can carry over to another game?
I mean, I feel like we've been putting fights up this whole year. So, you know, this time it just ended up, you know, we kept fighting and sticking to the simple things, and it worked out for us. But, you know, heading into this game, it's a division game. You know, we still out there fighting. You know, we understand our situation right now, but there's nothing we could do. All we can do is go out there fine. We know how good it feels to get a W, and you know, we don't like losing that. We don't want to lose that feeling. So, you know, we'll see how it goes on Thursday.
What are you thankful for this year?
Man, what I'm thankful for, man, I'm just thankful for my family. Thankful for my family, always there for me, whenever, regardless, through thick and thin. And at the end of the day, all you have is your family and loved ones. So that's all I'm thankful for.